If you're of a certain age, like I am, you think of a Mount Volcano in Oregon or Washington. You think of Mount St. Helens. You think of Mount Hood as the stable one, the one that just kind of sat there and looked great and was so nice and climbable and stuff and snowy on top. And Mount St. Helens is the crazy sister. Well, it wasn't always like that. Actually, it used to be the other way around. Until roughly 100 years ago, Mount Hood was very active. And the interesting thing is to think about is, you know, with all the people that climb to the top of Mount Hood right now, and famously to be a member of the Mazama Club, you had to have climbed to the top. Well, you know, when the Mazama Club was active, so was that mountain. If you climbed to the top of Mount Hood, you were not just climbing a big, tall mountain. You were climbing an active volcano. You were taking a pretty serious risk. That thing could have gone off at any time. Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John, and it's Tuesday, May 1st, and I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, which is called Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, which you probably know if you're subscribed to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about it or about the newspaper column, stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. Today's column first showed up in the newspapers on September 6th, 2009, under the headline, Mount Hood Seemed to Celebrate Statehood with Fireworks. Here we go. Most Oregonians know the state of Oregon was founded on Valentine's Day, a little over 150 years ago, and there may have been some fireworks set off to commemorate the occasion. But the biggest fireworks display set off in the year of Oregon statehood had nothing to do with the politics of what was then the newest state in the Union. In September of 1859, 7 months after the state was founded, Mount Hood erupted. It's odd to think about Mount Hood as an active volcano today. The mountain has sat there majestically resting ever since anyone alive today can remember, although it did do a bit of steamy grumbling in 1907. Every winter, thousands of happy Oregonians slide down its sides on skis and inner tubes, and hundreds more clamber all the way to the top. Mount Hood is the second most climbed mountain in the world after Japan's Mount Fuji. By the way, New Hampshire's Mount Monadnock gets more climbers, but it's only 3,165 feet high. That's just 700 feet higher than Mount Constitution on Washington's Orcas Island, which gets many times more climbers than both Hood and Monadnock combined, many of whom pedal all the way to the top on a bicycle. It all depends on one's definition of mountain. Anyway, back to Mount Hood. On Mount Hood, climbers today worry a lot more about the unpredictable weather than volcanic eruptions. But this wasn't always the case. In fact, just before Lewis and Clark made their expedition to Oregon in the first decade of the 1800s, Mount Hood erupted spectacularly. In a prequel to the Mount St. Helens eruption that would come 180 years later, the mountain belched down a massive cloud that deposited a layer of ash for miles around, 6 inches thick on the mountain's flanks. This episode kicked off a spate of fiery activity on top of Oregon's tallest mountain that lasted 50 or 60 years. Oregon newspapers reported excitement on the mountain in 1853, 1854, 1859, and 1865. The 1859 eruption is particularly interesting because, of course, that's the year Oregon became a state. According to a pioneer named W.F. Courtney, quoted by author Bill Gulick, it was about 1:30 in the morning when suddenly the heavens lit up and from the dark there shot up a column of fire. For 2 hours we watched the mountain continue to blaze at irregular intervals. It was almost as if God himself had decided to set off fireworks to celebrate statehood, although such an idea is preposterously presumptuous and, depending on your religious feelings, quite possibly blasphemous to boot. Still, it's interesting to think, during a stay at Timberline Lodge or a day trip to Mount Hood Meadows, that one is playing on an active volcano that actually could burst into fiery activity at any time. It's also interesting to reflect that when former Albany newspaperman William Gladstone Steele founded the Mazama Club in 1894, the act of climbing that mountain, a prerequisite for membership, wasn't just a technical challenge. It was a risk as well. Members could say they had climbed the state's most active and dangerous volcano and lived to tell about it. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or you can join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed through links on the page. All Offbeat Oregon stuff's covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at Finn at offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.